This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, the new coronavirus has infected 3.71 million and killed more than 260,000 people. More than 4.6 billion people globally have been in lockdown to help prevent spread of the virus. As Germany unveiled plans for a return to near normality, including a May 15th restart of the Bundesliga, the European Union forecast a historic recession on the virus-battered continent. Countries in Asia joined Europe in easing the lockdowns that have kept swaths of humanity indoors for weeks and pummeled economies, leaving millions without jobs. The Central Bank of Brazil, the hardest-hit country in Latin America, slashed its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point, saying the economy needed extraordinarily strong measures to fight the pandemic's impact. The World Health Organization warned Wednesday countries emerging from restrictions to halt the new coronavirus must proceed extremely carefully or risk a rapid rise in new cases. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said countries need to ensure they have adequate measures to control the spread of COVID-19, like tracking systems and quarantine provision. China's foreign ministry responded Wednesday that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had no evidence that the pathogen responsible for COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan, the city where the disease was first detected late last year. The spokeswoman went on to say questions over the origin of the virus should be left to scientists, not politicians. The World Health Organization said Washington has not offered evidence to support the speculative claims, and scientists believe the coronavirus jumped from animals to humans, possibly at a Wuhan market selling wild animals. Top U.S. epidemiologist Anthony Fauci echoes the WHO's statement. This is VOA News. A top health expert warned U.S. lawmakers Wednesday to brace for a long and difficult war against the coronavirus as Congress held its first hearings about the fight against the pandemic. He told a House health panel fatalities were on track to top 100,000 by the end of May if the response is not substantially boosted and, quote, as bad as this has been so far, we're just at the beginning, end quote. President Trump reversed course Wednesday, saying his coronavirus task force will stay indefinitely, shifting focus to a vaccine, safety, and reopening the country.
There'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open, but we have to open it up safely.
Just the day before, the president and vice president, Mike Pence, said the task force would wind down within a month and its responsibilities would be turned over to federal agencies. Some had voiced opposition to ending the task force, especially as COVID-19 cases in the U.S. continue to rise. One U.S. state, Maryland, has opened a temporary morgue at an ice skating and hockey facility between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. Governor Larry Hogan says they're storing bodies there during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We do have plenty of body bags because FEMA responded to our request for body bags. I do not know how long the ice rink will be needed. Hopefully it won't be for very long. I mean, I was hoping we wouldn't need it at all, but it is being utilized.
The state's action echoed that taken by officials in Spain, who turned a public ice rink on the outskirts of Madrid into a makeshift morgue in March to aid the capital city's overwhelmed funeral service. Venezuela's president said Wednesday his country will try two Americans allegedly captured during a failed raid by mercenaries. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the return of the two former Special Forces soldiers is a consular matter.
We will start the process of trying to figure a way if in fact these are Americans that are there, that we can figure a path forward. We want to get every American back. If the Maduro regime decides to hold them, we'll use every tool that we have available to try and get them back.
President Nicolas Maduro said the two are convicts, quote, convicts, confessed, caught red-handed, and are being judged by the Republic's Attorney General, by Venezuela's civil courts, and the process will be full of guarantees and fair. On the political front, Poland's governing parties agreed to postpone the May 10th presidential election after it became clear it could not be held via a postal vote because of the outbreak. A new date has not been made clear. Wednesday, Israel's Supreme Court approved a coalition deal between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival turned ally Benny Gantz, paving the way for a unity government to be sworn in next week. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.